On this part, a church congregation returns home and a golf day raises money for Prostate Cancer UK. The summer months mean holidays for some and the end of the academic year for many students. This week saw the graduation ceremonies from Norwich University of the Arts. Students graduating from Norwich University of the Arts enjoyed a humorous speech by the comedy creator Graham Lynham, in which he urged them to get political with their artwork. The multi-award-winning writer, director and producer was awarded an honorary doctorate of the arts in film and TV after creating some of the most critically acclaimed TV shows in recent years, including Father Ted and the IT Crowd. He said, "This is a huge honour and I didn't even have to do any work, which is great." Mr. Lynham, who lives in Norwich, used his speech to rally graduates into taking up politics and displaying their views within their art. "I think the most important thing at the moment is to try and make your work political. I think people being apolitical, especially young people, is becoming a real problem." It was a plea for people to get fired up and get angry and really start to put it in their art. "We are in a fight for our lives with the people in power, and art is one of the ways we can fight back." Mr. Linehan is joined as an honorary doctorate by Betty Jackson, who began her career as a film illustrator before becoming a renowned fashion designer. Sir Peter Bazalgette, the non-executive chairman of ITV, who has created television shows including Ready Steady Cook, Big Brother and Deal or No Deal, and painter and printmaker Tess Jarrett. This year's celebrations will see a record number of graduates, with almost 600 students taking part in four ceremonies at St Andrew's Hall.
The achievements of more than 100 academically able pupils from areas with low participation rates in higher education were recognised at the end-of-year celebration at the University of East Anglia, UEA. The Year 10 to 13 students from seven Norfolk schools are all members of the Scholars Programme, run by UEA and the Villiers Park Educational Trust near Cambridge, which is designed to help build participants' skills, confidence and aspirations and encourage them to move on to higher education. Laura Anderson, Programme Manager in UEA's outreach team, said, "Programmes such as this play an important part in helping pupils overcome the hurdles that so often prevent them from fulfilling their potential. They are 2.5 times less likely to enter higher education than pupils from the most advantaged backgrounds, so this is all about ensuring that young people's futures are determined by their ambitions and ability, not by their background."
School pupils from across the county have been having fun delving into the world of literature for the annual Norfolk Children's Book Festival. The event, which was held at Norwich Cathedral and part of the Young Norfolk Arts Festival, saw about 790 children from 28 Norfolk schools take part. They enjoyed a day packed full of workshops and talks by authors, including Mark Walden, Helen Dennis and Sarah Mussey. Cheryl Wood, head librarian at Norwich School, said the festival was about enthusing children about books and creating or expanding a love of reading. "It was great to have so many schools from across Norfolk involved." Among the young people taking part was 14-year-old Norwich School pupil Eleanor Rhodes Leader. "It's really interesting to hear the authors talking about their books," she said. "My favourite books are the Skullduggery Pleasant series by Derek Landy. It's just really entertaining. It has lots and lots of genre mixed together, and it's a really long series, so there are lots of books." Fellow Norwich School pupil Grace Murray, 14, said, "I really like how all the schools joined together for the festival, and I thought the first speaker, Mark Walden, was really entertaining. I love the Harry Potter series because I can read them with my sister. There's so much to discover every time you read them. When I was younger, I would sometimes skip some of the detail, but reading them now, they have deeper meanings." The festival also saw Norwich School pupil Natasha Lee, 11, awarded first prize in the creative writing competition for her story Blackbird. She said, "I was surprised and really happy to win. My story is about mainly emotions and peer pressure. It's about the choices you have to make in life."
After outgrowing their pastor's living room, a church congregation is ready to return to worship. When South Park Church in Norwich closed its doors 18 months ago, some of its members continued to gather as a home church at the house of Pastor Stuart Bailey. Now, thanks to the church's former trustees, the group, the Open Door Christian Fellowship, has secured ownership of the empty building in Ramsey Close. Pastor Bailey said, "We want to make a real impact. We're a local church, and we want to share the love and the grace of God within this estate." Several of the church's rooms have been refurbished by the Norfolk and Suffolk Community Rehabilitation Company, a scheme which allows offenders to carry out unpaid work on local projects. The church will celebrate its reopening at an open day on July the 15th from 12 until 4 p.m. The first service, which is open to all, will be on Sunday the 16th of July at 11 o'clock.
The Norwich branch of Keyline has raised £1,200 for Prostate Cancer UK during its annual charity golf day at Dunstan Hall Golf Club. 14 teams of Keyline staff, suppliers and customers took part in the four-ball competition on June the 2nd. The overall victors were a team representing Norwich-based Bateman Groundworks, who received a selection of prizes. Following the golf, players enjoyed a well-deserved rest with a sit-down meal. Steve Blythe, sales office manager at Keyline Norwich, organised the event and was delighted with the amount of money raised. Prostate Cancer UK is Keyline's nominated charity, and the silver and heavy building materials supplier will be holding various fundraising events throughout the year.
Speed limit signs will be placed on wheelie bins in an effort to combat hasty motorists in a Norfolk village. Heatherset Parish Council has decided to trial the scheme in areas with a 20-mile-an-hour limit after hearing of success with similar measures in other parishes. Jackie Sutton, council chairman, said she hoped the new signs would encourage motorists to slow down. She said it's a simple and effective way of getting over the speed limit to motorists. "It's quite an impressive sight to see the speed limit signs in a line on bin collection day, and it could be an effective way of reminding motorists who won't be able to ignore seeing them. Our village was never intended to cope with the large volume of traffic currently going through it. It comes as the parish council has received an increase in complaints from residents about speeding through the village in roads such as Churchfield."
And now it's time for our first feature, in which Derek James tells the story of Noble Anna, a Norfolk woman, somewhat forgotten in her home county. Our reader is Anne Gretton.